Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The Palestinian Authority considers the blood of the Palestinian people permissible and does not respect the sanctity of the month of Ramadan or any other month. Translated. On the 10th of this noble month, the Palestinian Authority's security forces committed a grave abomination and a manifest sin, killing with their sinful hands Abdurrahman Abu Al-Munah from the Jenin refugee camp, who had been pursued by the Jews for years. They offered his blood as a sacrifice to their masters, America and the Jews. Then the spokesman for these forces came forth with a cold tongue, justifying their crime, just as the killing was in cold blood. On the 10th of Ramadan, the Palestinian Authority, PA, confirmed its violation of the blood of the people of Palestine. After having previously killed mujahideen, women and children, burned homes, cut off water and electricity, and stormed hospitals, it affirmed that neither the blood of Muslims nor the month of Ramadan is sacred, and that it will continue its crimes side by side with the occupation soldiers, even pursuing ambulances to search them. On the 10th of Ramadan, the PA affirmed that it is not of the same race as the people of Palestine, but rather of the same race as the Jews, who bear their hatred for the people of this blessed land and vent their crimes in the faces and even in the hearts of the people of Palestine. And Allah knows best what is concealed in the hearts of the people. There is no image of the Jewish crimes that the PA and its apparatus do not embody. On the 10th of Ramadan, the people of Palestine are increasingly convinced that this authority sees only the path of falsehood as its path, like someone whose heart has been sealed and whose eyes are covered with a veil. Among its leaders, you find only wicked people. Words of advice do not benefit them, nor do the verses and words of Allah influence them. They have made up their minds. They are enemies of the people of Palestine and allies of the Jews and Crusaders. On the 10th of Ramadan, we send a message to those who still have an atom's weight of faith, honor, or chivalry in their hearts, regarding the authorities and the apparatuses, to those who still have any of that left in their hearts, to disavow the authorities and their crimes before Allah, before regretting it before the One, Almighty Allah. On the 10th of Ramadan, we say to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and its armies, if the people of Palestine are left between the fangs of the Jews and the grinding mills of the Palestinian Authority, you will bear the burden on the Day of Judgment. The people of Palestine are between two groups, one of which is more evil than the other. You will be questioned about us before Allah Almighty unless you move to purify this land of Jews and their allies. On the 10th of Ramadan, we do not despair of Allah's mercy. He who has been seized by those who are more powerful than the Jews and their followers in power will not be defeated by the Jews or the power. We trust in Allah's great victory, and we are certain that Allah's vengeance against the criminals is near. He will heal our hearts from our enemies and their allies who betrayed Allah and His Messenger. Allah Almighty says,
فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ.
So do not think, O Prophet, that Allah will fail to keep His promise to His messengers. Allah is indeed Almighty, capable of punishment. Surah Ibrahim, verse 47. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.